This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon. Monday morning, General David Petraeus will begin 2 days of hearings before congressional committees. 6 months after additional troops were deployed and on the eve of his testimony, General Petraeus posted a letter to his troops telling them he was conscious of the strain on them. But he also cited the gains they've made during what's called the surge and the importance of building on those gains. NPR's Anne Garrels joins us from Baghdad. Anne, thanks very much for being with us.
I'm delighted.
And from the vantage of your long experience there at this point, how do you see those gains?
Well, I think it's fair to say that General Petraeus had hoped to go to Congress with more positive things to say. 6 months after the beginning of the surge, the situation isn't what he wanted, or for that matter, what he really expected. There has been progress on security, but it's really mixed. And as he said to the troops in his letter, there's not been the tangible political progress he'd hoped for. But Petraeus knows he can't gild the facts. He's been accused of being unduly optimistic in the past, and one of his many audiences will be the military itself. And it knows all too well its leadership in the past has given a less than honest picture of facts on the ground. And military officers here I've spoken to are concerned this testimony not look like yet another White House scripted report. And it looks like the White House is responding to this. It's saying that it hasn't even seen the report yet.
The general is going to walk straight into this national debate in the United States over how much and how fast to withdraw U.S. troops.
Boy, does Petraeus know that. Now, he clearly thinks, though, the strategy now in place is worth keeping as long as possible, and he's going to have a tough road explaining that. Petraeus has signaled he can accept small reductions in U.S. troop strength by January. But he's going to warn, if you cut too much, too quickly, you'll endanger the gains he thinks have been made. When he arrived here, Petraeus told me it might be too little too late. But he clearly now thinks the military has a good chance if the effort is sustained. And he's going to ask for more time to reassess the situation in March before making further reductions. He wants to forestall any major changes until he sees security gains solidify.
And tell us about the conversations you've had with U.S. Army officers there and Marines and how they see the situation.
The word again is fragile, fragile, fragile. They say the gains are not sustainable without a continued strong U.S. presence. One captain said to me today, "We are finally engaged in counterinsurgency strategy head-on, and it's working." But everyone I've spoken to admits the big limitations remain the Iraqi security forces and the government. Most agree with reports that Iraqis will be unable to take over from U.S. forces in at least the next 12 months. And as for the Iraqi police, they remain a huge problem. U.S. forces paired with them don't trust them.
Should we read General Petraeus's letter, and he fairly openly says the progress isn't what he would have hoped for or perhaps even expected. What seems to have surprised him most?
Well, what commanders are telling me is that progress is being made on a local level, not at the national level. The central government remains, frankly, in their words, a disaster. In Anbar province, you'll hear the Sunnis got fed up with al-Qaeda, and while the U.S. helped this along, it was a switch they made on their own. But if it's to continue, senior commanders say the Sunnis are going to need legitimacy from the government. Now, there have been lots of promises in the run-up to Petraeus' testimony by the Iraqi government, but senior officers say we'll see what deeds look like in a few weeks after he's spoken to on the Hill.
NPR's Anne Garrels in Baghdad. Thanks so much.
Thank you.